Sayyidina Yazid bin Shajara, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said that the way that the sea has corners, similarly, hell also has corners, which are snakes like camels. They are snakes the size of camels and scorpions the size of mules. And when the inhabitants of the hellfire will make a request to reduce the torment, they will be commanded to get out from the corners. So they will get out from the corners and the snakes will hold onto them from their lips and faces and will remove their skin. They will run towards the fire in order to escape the place. Then an itch will be inflicted upon them, and they will itch so much that the flesh and the skin will be removed from them and only the bones will remain. It will be called out, "Oh, so and so, are you feeling the pain?" And he said, "Yes." And it will be said, "It is for the trouble that you used to inflict on the believers." Hurting a fellow Muslim is also a very big thing. And nowadays we hurt people without even thinking. We hurt people and think, you know what, I've done him. I've sorted him out. Yeah. Maine chalaki ki iske saath, main jeet gaya hoon, I've won. You've not won, mate. You've not won at all. On the day of judgment, you'll realize who's won. Yeah. You think you're being clever by pushing somebody down? You think you're being clever by taking the rights of somebody? You think you're being clever by swindling or fiddling somebody of their business, of their money? You think you'd be clever by making yourself look good in front of people? You think you're being clever by making him feel low and you look good and people are praising you and looking down on him? Yeah, that might be true today. That might be true today, but a day will come when you're in that hellfire, and Allah nakare, I pray to Allah that no Muslim is afflicted by this itch of the hellfire, where you were scratching off your skin, scratching off your flesh. Why? Because you hurt the feelings of a Muslim brother. So if any amongst us today has fallen out with our Muslim brother, our brother or our sister, then go and seek forgiveness. Jao maafi manglo. Go and seek forgiveness from your brother and sister. And if you think that you're so proud, you're so big, that you don't need to seek forgiveness, then think about that day. What happens if tomorrow you hear that your Muslim brother has passed away? Your sister has passed away? Then will you not regret it? My dear Islamic brothers, please, don't die with regrets. Don't die with regrets that, oh, if only I'd gone to my mother. Oh, if only I'd gone to my brother. Oh, if only I'd gone to my sister. Oh, agar kaash main maafi mangta.